This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance. I'm patient Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, first name Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S, date of birth June 8, 1966. The date of evaluation, August 1st, 2024. Referring physician, Dr. Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O. The chief complaint, 58-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right knee surgery. The HBI. The patient is a 58-year-old female who reports an industrial injury to the right knee dating to April of 2024, period. Marco stated that he was bringing supplies from an outside fridge to the inside when he inadvertently misstepped, resulting in a twisting injury to his right knee, period. He was then evaluated at Concentra the following day, period. He was initially referred for physical therapy, but after 2 weeks, was told that he needed surgery, period. He reports ongoing pain, which he describes as sharp, rated 7-8/10, period. Pain radiates down the right leg and up to the right hip, period. Pain is worse when he is asleep, period. He states that he is unable to sleep because of the pain, period. He has known coronary artery disease and underwent a stent in 2009, period. Subsequently, he has been stable. He has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. The past medical history includes coronary artery disease, next number, COVID-19, next number diabetes, next number hypertension, past surgical history, stent placement, next number right shoulder surgery. Medications, metformin 500 milligrams 1 BID, aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, allergies, lisinopril, family history, father was diabetic, social history. He reports history of cigarette smoking but quit 3 months ago, period. He previously smoked 5 to 6 cigarettes per day, period. He denies alcohol or drug use, period. Review of systems. Constitutional, he has a weight gain, noting that he had a 10-pound weight gain. Eyes, he wears glasses. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable, period. Physical examination, vital signs. Blood pressure 136/79, pulse 77, respiratory rate 16, height 64.5 inches, weight 210.8 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The ATENT exam, head is atraumatic pneumothorax. Pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodations, clear is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. The external eyelids, the external eyelids demonstrate multiple papillary type lesions, period. Neck is noted to be supple, period. There is no thyroidomegaly present, period. Abdomen is obese, period. Right knee, correction, musculoskeletal. Right knee reveals tenderness, especially at the lateral joint line, period. The patient of note had been COVID positive approximately 2 weeks earlier, period. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 72 beats per minute. There is an old inferior wall myocardial infarction. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 58-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right knee surgery, period. He was noted to have had an industrial injury. Period. The patient is now felt to require right knee diagnostic arthroscopy with partial lateral meniscectomy, period. He has history of coronary artery disease and his status post-stent placement as noted. He had been clinically stable. His cardiac status is stable. He has had no symptoms of angina, congestive heart failure, or dysrhythmia, period. There is no indication for further testing at this time, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for saying, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.